This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. The Senate tonight approved with bipartisan support a renewal of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which was set to expire at midnight. The controversial law grants the government broad powers to conduct certain warrantless surveillance of Americans as part of anti-terrorism efforts. It now goes to President Biden, who says he will sign it. NPR's Susan Davis has more.
It's estimated that 60% of the president's daily briefing comes from intelligence obtained under the controversial 702 provision in this long-standing surveillance law. A coalition of liberal and conservative lawmakers and civil liberties groups tried and failed to reform Section 702 to make it harder for the government to obtain cell phone and internet data on American citizens without a warrant. The Biden administration opposed any such changes, as did top leaders in both parties in Congress, arguing that the authority is critical to national security. They did concede to an extension of 2 years, down from five. When he was president, presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump reauthorized FISA. Now he opposes it. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
A national security aid package that includes money for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies is continuing to move through the House this weekend. Democrats joined with Republicans on Friday to help the measure pass a key procedural hurdle. Final votes on the package are expected to take place sometime on Saturday. In New York City, a man is in critical condition tonight after setting himself on fire outside the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump in Manhattan. From member station WNYC, Catalina Gonella reports.
Police say Maxwell Azzarello scattered pamphlets in the park across the courthouse before self-immolating. They say those pamphlets contained conspiracy theories. In a video obtained by WNYC, he is seen in flames for at least 2 minutes. In the footage, police officers are seen using fire extinguishers to put out the flames. Police say Azzarello arrived in New York City earlier this week from St. Augustine, Florida, and that his family didn't know he was here. For NPR News, I'm Catalina Gonella in New York City.
Israel and Iran appear to be reducing tensions following an Israeli airstrike in Iran late Thursday night. The strike followed Iran's bombardment of Israel last weekend. Even the Iran-backed group Hezbollah is calling for calm this weekend. ABC News spoke Friday with a Hezbollah member of Lebanon's parliament. Ibrahim Moussaoui says it's important to reduce stresses in the region right now.
All the engaged parties, they are not in favor of any comprehensive or a regional war. We all know that.
Another mayoral candidate was killed today in the run-up to June elections in Mexico. Noe Ramos Ferretis was killed in Ciudad Monte, which is near the border with the U.S. He's one of 17 candidates who have been killed so far in this election cycle. The June 2nd national elections are now shaping up to be the most violent on record for Mexico. This is NPR News. Contemporary Christian singer Mandisa has died. She was 47 years old. Mandisa appeared on American Idol and won a Grammy for her 2013 album, Overcomer. The AP reports that she was found dead in her home in Nashville on Thursday. The cause of her death is not known, but police have opened up an investigation. In her 2022 memoir, she talked about her struggles with her mental health. Payson High School in Utah will have an extra Footloose prom day tomorrow. That's because actor Kevin Bacon is going. Part of the cult movie Footloose was filmed there, and this year is the 40th anniversary of that movie. Sierra Hewlett from member station KUER has more.
The high school building is being torn down soon. So for a couple years, students and faculty have been trying to bring home the bacon. And now he's actually coming.
We did a Footloose school musical, a Footloose movie stadium night, Mr. Bacon contest.
That's Ruby Roth, student body president. To convince him to come, they made all the school events Footloose themed this year.
I feel like honestly just so relieved, like that all of our hard work just finally paid off and we actually did it when no one else thought we could. We kind of just get a rub in their faces now, like haha, we did it.
Tomorrow they'll be putting together 5,000 resource kits with Kevin Bacon for his foundation, 6degrees.org. For NPR News, I'm Ciara Hewlett.
Following a strong finish at last week's Masters tournament, Colin Morikawa shares the lead tonight at the Heritage Golf Tournament at Hilton Head. He's tied with Tom Hoge, Sepp Straka, and JT Poston. Masters winner Scottie Scheffler, meanwhile, shot a 65 and sits 3 strokes off the lead. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One.
With the Spark Cash Plus card, you earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Terms and conditions apply.